a band that is kind of new to us. I mean, like, we're familiar with their past, but today we're going to find out a little bit about their future.
Yeah.
We're talking to Christian from Rival Choir. Good morning, sir.
Hello.
Hey, how are you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you guys?
Not too bad.
So, Christian, where do you live?
I live in Denton, Texas.
Whoa, dude. Texas. That's the real deal right there. So,
yeah.
Are you guys do you even have winter in Texas? Is that a thing?
We kind of get everything all at once, and then we'll have like half the amount of time of a regular season. So like we'll have an extended fall with like about a month or two of just like mixed emotions.
Yeah, that's a great way to put it.
Maybe like a month and a half to 2 months of just like extreme cold and like ice.
Well, what do you for those of us, what do you call extreme cold? Is that like, 55, 60?
Well, if it's ice, it's got to be colder.
I don't know.
No, I mean, I'm actually from the East Coast, like farther up north. So it actually gets pretty darn cold over here. I can still use all my jackets that I have and everything like that. They don't just stay in the closet.
Okay.
I think last year it got down to single. I'm pretty sure it got down to single digits. But yeah, no, it like gets real cold down here.
Okay, that is not the image that I have of Texas.
That's kind of how I felt when I first got here, and also kind of how I felt when I got here, and it was like, I don't know. I think last year but the first year that I got here was like 4 years ago. Like, man, it's like New Year's Day, and I'm in a t-shirt. Stupid.
That's more along the lines of what I expected.
That's how I feel it is. But I know Texas is so big.
Yep.
I mean, depending on which area you're at, kind of then depends on how much you're going to get cold-wise.
So we're talking to Christian from Rival Choir. So what drew you to Texas? Is the band there? What happened?
Honestly, it's kind of weird, but I kind of just, like, felt like I needed to move here. And this was before... this is before I really knew anybody in the band at all. I mean, I've known the guys in the band now for like probably like 4 years. It was a little bit over 4 years that I've known them now. But yeah, I just for some reason or another, like ever since about it's probably like my freshman year of high school or whatever. I started to get into a bunch of bands from down this area. Man, there must be something in the water. I need to get down there.
You need to get to Texas.
yeah. So I was just like, man, I guess I'm going to Texas.
Well, that's good of you it's good of you to actually act on it, because, a lot of people would just still sit around and say, oh, yeah, maybe, but you went for it.
Yeah, no, it's actually really weird thinking back, and I'm like, man, if I did that now, like, I don't know what my reaction would be if I had the thought of, like, hell yeah, maybe I'll drive halfway across the country and move to where I know, like, maybe two people and just see if it works.
Dude.
But, I mean, it's working, so I guess it's cool.
So you're in Rival Choir. Talk to us a bit about the band. Like, where does Rival Choir come from? Where did it get its start? Because not everybody knows.
Yeah, okay. So Rival Choir used to be a band called Mouth of the South. It's a continuation of what Mouth of the South was doing. It's just kind of a new chapter.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and we're kind of picking up where Mouth of the South left off. I guess Rival Choir is still very new, so there's not really too much to the band yet, but I guess you can't really say who Rival Choir is without saying who Mouth of the South was.
Sure.
And Mouth of the South was a metalcore or hardcore metal, whatever that subgenre is.
It fits.
From up in this area also. More so from Arlington. I think most of the past members are all from the Arlington area, kind of. Arlington is a little bit farther south in Texas. Right next to Oklahoma.
Yeah, when we first got Rival Choir stuff in, it was like, wait a minute, it just seemed familiar, because we love Mouth of the South. I mean, we played that on Radio U Battery, and it was definitely a great album, and then it was like, hey, it's Mouth of the South. We were really excited that, now you can then cross over to Rival Choir with fans, still having a chance to experience something new now.
Yeah.
Right on.
Yeah, definitely.
But Rival Choir, you guys, like, the album's done, but it's not out, right?
Yes. Yeah, it's been done for a little while now, so it's been out long enough for us to get all antsy about it not being out and to want it released already.
Well, it's soon. It'll be out February 5th, so you guys don't have too much longer.
Yeah, we've only got a couple more weeks, so we're all excited about that.
So you guys are doing that, and then I see that you're touring with O Sleeper?
Yes, which is very exciting.
I was going to say, that's a shame.
Super stoked about that.
That actually, that should be a heck of a show right there. So, well,
yeah, I'm hoping so.
Yeah. Well, anything else about the band you want to let us know about? Because I know we've got, coming up in a couple of weeks, we'll have chances for people to win the album. But aside from that tour, anything going on we should know?
We're kind of in like a weird limbo right now of waiting for stuff to happen to like finalize things before we can announce anything. So honestly, this is kind of all we have to go off of right now. Is just like, hey, come to this tour.
Sure.
just because, you know, everything is so new this year.
Sure.
I mean, you know how stuff like that goes. You kind of just have to wait to get the okay to say like, oh no, you're actually for sure doing that. So as of right now, O Sleeper is the only thing that we're 100% on. Hopefully we'll have a music video here soon. We don't have an exact time on that, but I know that it'll be around the same time as the release. And hopefully we'll have, like, you know, the next couple of weeks go across. We'll have a couple more tours, hopefully, that we can announce for coming up after that. So.
Awesome. Well, this is Christian from Rival Choir. Dude, it's been great talking to you this morning. Thanks for taking time to be on the show.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Hang on just one second for
me,
okay?
Hang tight. So, Rival Choir, again, if you were fans of the Radio U Hardcore band Mouth of the South, they have turned into Rival Choir. The new song, Aftermath, just got added to Radio U, so you have a chance to vote and request for that. The album is coming out February 5th. It's called I Believe, Help My Unbelief, and we will have a new music Friday. So, if, again, you're fans, make sure you're listening, because you will have a chance to win a download copy of that coming up on February 5th.